Welcome, friends and music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We've got an eclectic show for you today, beginning with new music from artists young and old. We've got 70s fusion jazz as well as classic jazz from the 50s from Sonny Rollins. So let's get started with brand new album from Mike DeRubo. Fine alto saxophone player. This album has a lot of Hartford roots in it. Mike DeRubo on alto sax, a graduate of the University of Hartford, studied under Jackie McLean, as well as the guitarist Andrew Renfro, also a University of Hartford grad. Brian Charette on Hammond B3 organ, grew up in the Hartford area. And then we've also got J.K. Kim. I believe he's a Korean drummer who's making it big in New York City. I see his name a lot on various recordings. So let's begin with Mike DeRubo. The name of the album is Inner Light. We are going to hear The Moment Before Sunrise.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, a brand new release from Charles Lloyd entitled The Sky Will Still Be There Tomorrow. This is a brand new release. I think it just came out a couple days ago, a double CD. It's got a great quartet of Charles Lloyd on saxophone, Jason Moran on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. We heard the track Booker's Garden. And we started out the show with Mike DeRubo from his latest release, Inner Light, released late in 2023. We heard a track, The Moment Before Sunrise. We're going to continue on now with a vocal from Samara Joy. This young artist, 24 years of age, already has 2 Grammy Awards under her belt. She has such a mature voice for 24 years old. It's truly amazing. I like to compare her with Sarah Vaughan. Her album is entitled Linger a While. We're going to hear the jazz classic Round Midnight.
A pale and lonely moon lights the sky in the dark. Before the dawn, I sit here in my room. How I sigh for the day that's come and gone. Another lonely day passes by, and a new day's coming on at midnight. Shed today, you will pause, waiting until tomorrow. Dreams of what could be come close to me timidly. There's a brand new day inside at that time. Just one of the minor players. Look for what you love. The day to come, harbor some. Let your eyes put out their light. At that time. Every day is gonna bring some sadness. Every day is gonna bring some gladness. So take what you can of the glad times. Don't measure. Don't chase away to smite at night at their day. Let your spirit stop the fight at that time about midnight. Thank you. our hearts take wings round midnight. Midnight, let the angels sing for your returning. Till our love is think no more about today, for in a while this old day will be yesterday. Alone at midnight in my room, I sit here in the gloom. Take flight round about we
Some 1970s fusion that I mentioned you'd hear at the top of the show. This one from David Liebman, a great saxophonist, a Miles Davis alumni, and an album that I just rediscovered lately. I remember listening to it back in the college days of mine back in the 70s. The name of the album is Sweet Hands, and we heard the Beatles classic, one of my favorite Beatles tunes, Within You and Without You. And an interesting cast on this one, Dave Liebman on soprano saxophone and flute and wind chimes, along with Richard Byrock on keyboards, Frank Tusa and Charlie Hayden playing dueling basses on that one with a great double bass solo. Also on that, Don Elias on percussion, Badal Roy plays an important part on tablas, and Gita Roy on tambora, and Aruj Lazawal on sitar. Love that track from David Liebman, the album Sweet Hands. And before that, we heard from Samara Joy from her album Linger a While. We heard Round Midnight. We're going to continue on with some more jazz rock fusion, this time from Chick Corea and Return to Forever. This is when he broke out to a really hard rock sound, in my opinion, from the album Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy, a 1973 release. It's got Chick Corea on piano, Bill Connors on guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums. We're going to hear Game Maker from Return to Forever. We'll be right back. Great composition by Pat Metheny, written for the Gary Burton Quartet. Name of the track, B and G, Midwestern Night Dream. And it's on an album by Eberhard Weber and the Gary Burton Quartet. The name of the album is Passengers, a 1977 release. It has Gary Burton on vibraphones, Eberhard Weber with that unique sounding bass, Pat Metheny on guitar, Steve Swallow on bass guitar, and Dan Gottlieb on drums. I just love that tune. Before that, we heard from Return to Forever featuring Chick Corea. From Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy, we heard Game Maker. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. You can also hear us over the air in the Hartford, Connecticut area at WWUH 91.3 FM. We are also on an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com, and you can catch me on social media on JazzToDon.com. We're part of the Mastodon Network. JazzToDon.com is a jazz-centric social media platform. There's no advertising. They do not use any user data. So check us out at jazztodon.com. We're going to finish today's show with Sonny Rollins, some classic Sonny Rollins from his 1957 release, Nuke's Time. This quartet has Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. We're going to hear the cover of the tune made famous by Johnny Mathis. Let's hear Wonderful, Wonderful. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.